Everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
you okay back over there?
I'm running a little late. You know, there's a wet cleanup on aisle four.
Oh,
You know, it's the way that it's the official start of Shark Week. So somebody had to blow it out at the Von's East.
Oh, did the jar call in already?
No, not yet.
Okay. You can expect that any day now.
All right. Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh,
what's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone.
Is that what the jar sounds like?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 27th of March, 2023. And I am very busy year of Miss Dolly Potential Patria Parton. I'm one of your hosts today and every day, or whenever we decide to do this, Mr. Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when I've done seven loads of laundry, he cannot get it right. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. With me is, it's the Nip. And also, I can only see a head floating because he's wearing the camo today. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
By the way, the Nip can hear us now.
Oh, good. Oh, we can't talk about him anymore. That's okay, Nip. Because listen, there's a Nip story. There's a Nip story on this little episode.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you know PNS Noah who can't get it right?
Did you mean oops. Did you mean
yes.
PNS Noah?
Uh-huh. Did you see the latest picture he posted on the Twitty?
I am okay. Well, no, not on the Twitty. I saw something on the Insta, but I am okay with the photos PNS Noah has been posting on the social media lately. Y'all, I saw
this
butt.
One?
No, I did not. Now, y'all, Noah, I'm sure Noah listens to this. Y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. But y'all, Big Fatty has printed out.
I have.
The photo.
I'm going to frame it and put it in my bathroom.
Oh. Y'all, the Nip is not mad at that photo
either.
Well,
I think his teeth fell out.
Right. Well, he is about that age. So, y'all, what a week. What a week it's been since we recorded.
It has been a week.
Y'all, it was one of the old coal miners' weeks, and boy, it was a week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Emphasis on old. Yeah.
Was there a golden coal miners event?
A lot of gassiness. Yeah, there was. Right. Y'all, it was good. It was really good. But we all know my love of the old people. It had wore me out. And on Saturday, when I finally got home from the coal mine, the jar eventually, he came by a little bit later. I'd fallen asleep for a minute because I had to be there.
Came by in the jalopy?
No, he came by in the pickle mobile. But yeah, y'all, the jar was a little hungovers from something he had done. And I was like, I don't have an Emmy. Y'all, and we went out to dinner and we went to this little Italian place called Fratello's.
Oh. That sounds, is that a new place?
Well, it's funny because earlier in the week, y'all, Daddy Ron was here. Now,
yes.
I think everyone listens to the BFO that listens to this.
Of course they do.
But y'all, Daddy Ron flew down from the penis Slivania and, spent a few days at the villa with Big Fatty and the Nip and Granny and Durwood and the whole crew. But y'all, Daddy Ron wanted to go out to eat, and so we'd planned this months in advance. Months. And so 2 days before, I texted the Nip and said, "Hi, do you want to go with us?" Because I felt certain that the Nip was not invited. Because, you know, the old people.
Not my place to invite.
Right, right. So, y'all went by the villa and met up with Big Fatty and Daddy Ron and the Nip, the Jar and I did. Y'all, we were a tad bit late, but the Nip had to work. I mean, I did too.
You mean the Jar?
Oh, I'm sorry. The Jar had to work. The Nip doesn't work. He's retired. Hello. And so y'all got there, and Big Fatty offered us wine. So of course he gave us the rancid one. It turned to pure.
I did not know it was rancid. But the Jar drank it.
He did. He did. Couldn't understand why his tummy was a little upset later. But I said that wine had turned. I said it wasn't good to begin with, but it had turned. Y'all, we were very polite about it. Very polite. I mean, there was no way I wasn't going to call it out.
He would move the glass to his lips and keep them very tightly closed.
It's true, y'all. It was from the Biltmore Estate, and I did not have high expectations of said wine because it's. I mean, the foothills of the Appalachians, not exactly known as a prime winemaking area.
Right.
But y'all, we went out to dinner. We took two cars, the Jar and I took the jalopy. Yeah, we tooted down the street.
Mm-hmm.
We just assumed that someone in the other car had looked on the map to see where the restaurant was. But I think there was a miscommunication there. And so the fat people parked. Actually, you didn't park much further than us.
No.
Didn't you
back into your parking space? Oh, no, you went the wrong way.
Correct. I saw it. And that used to be the entrance to that parking lot. I keep telling the Jar this, and he doesn't believe me. And so the signage on the street still indicate that's the way you go to get into that parking lot, even though that's the exit. But y'all, there was no one come. Well, there was one car, but it was a minivan, but that's okay. I just cut her off and parked right up, right in there. And we got to the restaurant.
Pulling into the old Patrick's Pub on Line.
Right. Well, it's similar. It's similar. And then y'all, Big Fatty and the Nip and Daddy Ron came hoisting down the street. Oof, so far. I said, well, we should have told you it was right across from Dig. But again.
They said the pizza pie place, but that's okay.
Right. Well, I don't know that we phrased it quite. I mean, it is basically, it's only a block off anyway. But y'all, we went in and we got the big booth. They gave us the elevated platform for the shenanigans.
It was like a reviewing stand.
Yeah. And y'all, the Jar and I immediately got wine because, well, we know the secret there. And one of the big secrets there is, one, there is no tomato sauce really on the menu. It is not that kind of Italian place. Two, you may get bread, you may not. But three, none of it's going to be super fast because it's made to order. Y'all,
to include the bread, they grow the wheat.
Correct. Well, usually you don't
mill
it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Usually you don't get it. So hey, we were impressed that we got it. I guess we only got one basket. Y'all, the Nip is showing us his tummy. He's
it's
Sunday when we're recording this. I believe that means the Nip was scheduled to get railed yesterday. So hopefully there's an update on the BFO about that.
Oh, is there ever?
Okay. Y'all, the Nip had canceled.
Destroyed, I believe.
Oh, y'all, the Nip had canceled his.
Wrecked. I'm sorry, wrecked.
Wrecked. The Nip had canceled his wrecking to go to dinner with us, but he made sure we all knew that.
Many times.
And so, y'all, we all sit down and we go to place our orders. Now, Big Fatty, I think you told this story on your little show.
I did.
But would you like to tell us how that went?
Well, we sat down, and as the waitress walked up to the table, the nip goes, "Does it taste like Stouffer's?"
No, I believe in the nip's defense, not words I say very often, he said, "Is it better than Stouffer's?"
Oh,
right. Okay. Which we never did get a final verdict. Nip's
there.
We
got lots of laughs out of the waitress.
Right. Y'all, I'll tell you about that later, because we walked in yesterday and let's just say she said, "My favorite two are back. You didn't bring anybody with you, did you?" And we said, "No, it's just us." And she said, "You can take any table you want." And we said, "Okay." Anyway, y'all, the food.
I think she also laughed when he was shoveling ice into his wine.
I forgot about that. Y'all, the red wine. He made a little red wine. He made some sangria right there at the table. Right. It's just wine and ice, but we'll call it sangria. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I was very worried.
Worried sick.
Oh. Is this thing still recording? Okay, it is.
Yes.
Okay. I was worried sick. But Daddy Ron said he liked it. So I take that as a positive. I liked it.
Well, he took the leftovers.
Oh, did he? I didn't know he had leftovers.
No, I'm sorry. That was the next night.
Ah. Yeah, because y'all, the thing about this place is they give you enough that you're full. You're very full, but you're not sick. And you also, there are no leftovers. Like unless you get appetizers, we did not. But did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy
me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the jar was very concerned because he chose the place.
I thought the special was exceptionally good.
It was, I don't know what. I misunderstood the special. Okay. So I thought I heard tomato reduction. And so imagine my surprise when it's veal and chicken marsala, with a special sauce. So, but it was delicious. Of course the jar got the best dish on the menu. He always does. Except for last night, I got the best dish on the menu. Y'all completely different. When she brought
what
it out,
the best dish?
The cavatelli.
You got the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Completely different. She brought it out, and I was like, "No, I ordered the cavatelli." And she said, "No, that's what this is." And I said, "Well, it wasn't the last three times we've been here in the last 2 weeks, but okay, you know, whatever." But it was very good. Y'all, we walk in though, we decided to go back. We went for the early bird because I refused to put on pants. And I was like, we need to go early because I'm going in shorts.
Guess who's got ice?
Oh, ice in his little sangria. Y'all, I refused to put on pants. I was going to wear shorts last night. I was so tired. So we went at 5 p.m. and we walk in the night before, the jar had bumped into our waitress at the Benny's Pizzeria, where he was having drunky pizza with his CrossFitting friends. So when we saw her the next day, she was very happy to see us, but did tell us we could have any table we wanted if it was just us. And so,
did you ask for a table not in her section?
Right, she was hosting. She wasn't waiting tables. Yeah. So. Anyway, we did that, and that was it. That was my weekend. So what about you, Big Fatty? You had some house guests. The Nip was around.
I did.
The Nip was very unavailable Saturday, I'm sure.
Very unavailable.
Right.
There was a great deal of, there was a fire hose involved, from what I understand.
Wow. Well, that's what happens when you don't, you know. Okay.
When you're full of shit, you got to get a fire hose.
Out. Right, right. Now,
he has no idea what we're talking about.
No. Did you get Daddy Ron back to the airport safely?
We did. Okay. And he made it home safely, and it was lovely. Just lovely.
You know, we love the Daddy Ron. It was so good to see him. And to spend a little bit of time. Now, y'all, he didn't want to spend any more time with us. Just a few minutes. After that, he was like, I think
more than enough.
But I believe you went to dinner somewhere that we recommended the next night.
Yes. We went to Lola Cabana.
It's not called that, and it's not tropical. It's from a New Orleans restaurant. But
right.
But so you enjoyed the Lola?
Yes.
Oh.
I had, and for dessert, I had an Alka-Seltzer.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, it'll do that to you. Now, what did you have?
I had, well, I recapped this on my show.
Well,
but, I had a bowl of gumbo and a side of jambalaya.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's good.
Yeah, I like their gumbo. Their jambalaya is a little heavy. It's a little starchy for me.
But, I mean, there was lots of meat in it.
Well, that's what the nip said, too. And so...
No, that was Saturday night.
I had different sex on Thursday.
Oh. Oh.
I don't know what that means.
Well,
anyway.
Well, I don't know if it involved
that's
anyone
why I
else.
Didn't go to the restaurant.
Yeah, now, I enjoyed the shrimps there, the fried shrimps.
Would you get a po' boy or something?
No, you can just get a platter of fried shrimp with a side. Mm. Mm-hmm. They're delicious and very reasonably priced. But, y'all, we do have some clarifications.
Uh-oh. Do we
Daddy
need
Ron,
Aunt Clara to step in and help us with that?
Well, I think Aunt Clara was the problem.
Oh.
Y'all, Daddy Ron has scolded me.
Uh-oh.
He thought that when I was saying Reese's, the Reese's peanut butter cups, y'all, I was serious, y'all, I do not call them Reese's. That is a very Southern thing to do. I just call them Reese's Pieces, which is as close as I can get to saying the actual word that they are. But y'all, the South Carolinians like to call them the Reese's. The Reese's or the Reese's. The Reese's. Anyway, so yeah. But
by the way, I'm noticing in the background that the sheets are not on the in the love chamber. Have you fouled them in honor of Shark Week?
No, y'all. I did 7 loads of laundry on the day that we were recording this. I had not done laundry in about 17 days, and
I was gonna say 17 weeks.
No, and I'm gonna tell you. I think I did pretty well managing the clean clothes situation because, you know, of course I have enough underpants for months, but
I do too.
Right. We know. But the actual pant situation had gotten a bit dire. So, after Old Coal Miner's Day and they spilled their crap all over me, I was like, but I could not be bothered on Saturday. I had a massive headache. Y'all, I was sick all week. I had to hold it together for Daddy Ron, which is part of the reason we were late is I had laid down to take a 3-hour nap. And I had turns out, I had a little sinus infection, so I had to get the medications. But that's that. But all right, everybody, have you heard we have a game?
Yes.
A quiz, not a quiz, a contest. That's the word. That's a novel word. Sponsored by Miss Kathy Bacon herself, y'all. We need to hear from you. So tell us, what did you achieve in high school? Did you win any medals? Did you win any trophies? Did you win a beauty contest like Mrs. Liz Lauren?
I did not know that.
I can only assume. Okay.
Oh.
I bet Nessa did too, right? So what if you did, tell us what you won. Tell us where those trophies are and be entered to win a very special prize sent to you by Mrs. Bacon herself. That's right. She's going to send you one of my old trophies and or medals. She just doesn't know it yet because she doesn't listen. So anyway, y'all, she sold her house. So anyway... You can
I
do
hear
that.
She's moving to Beverly.
Beverly, Wyoming? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So if you want to send in some content, you can do that by recording it or e-lettering it to meh at the LFC.online, or you can give us a ring at our voice letter number, which is 843-580-2178. And
what does that spell?
Nothing. It just okay. it spells.
So it's 1-800-NOTHING.
Basically, y'all. I was very busy, so anyway.
Very busy.
Also, I think this is probably where you'd expect us to talk about our entries from this week, but we didn't have any. So, yeah. So nothing, nothing to report, but call
maybe
us.
Brian from Boston would send one. Oh, who am I? Yeah. Who am I kidding?
Yeah. By the way, y'all, my sheets are in the dryer. So if you hear the Big Ricky,
it'll be like, buzz. Yeah, I was going to say it'll be just like the Big Ricky show.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's my dryer going off. Ooh, y'all, I was going to get my hair cut today and it just didn't work out.
Bone weary.
No, I'm not. Well, y'all, I got in the bed and I just drooled it up and slept. I feel much better. Took a little nap. Y'all, the jar as well. But y'all, I had to give the jar the Pepto tablets last night because he was, his stomach was a little grumbly. So I was like, you need to call the BFO because it's shart week. And he said, I don't know what that means. And then I told him and he said, oh, okay. So,
I'll
do that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Big Fatty, what's going on this week? Do you have anything big coming up?
Oh, big doings this week. Getting my storm door installed by Zach.
Oh, is Zach a hottie? Is he a little hot?
Zach's a little 30-something kind of cubby. Oh. You would like him.
Well, you know, this week, you know what I'm doing?
Nothing.
Right, because I have the week off. So, so maybe, you know, maybe Zach will need help inserting a nail or something into the storm door. So you can just let me know. And happy to come.
So when he comes, when he's making sure that Big Fatty's getting drilled properly, then you, never mind.
No, I'm not willing to assist with that. But,
the only thing getting nailed is the nip.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We don't have any.
I believe it was, I'm going to rearrange your guts.
Lord, y'all.
And I believe that is exactly what happened.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone, it's that game. It's the game where Big Fatty gives us the name of someone born on this day. And the Nip and I today are going to guess if they're dead or alive. And of course, why you'd know them. Because the Nip is here. So we're bridging a generation gap because, you know, we should be able to get all of these.
He's covering his eyes like he can see my computer screen anyway. Henry Royce.
Henry Royce, dead as a doornail. Do you agree,
Nip? Dead as a doornail.
Dead as a doornail.
Agree.
Y'all, Henry Royce, unless the Nip disagrees, was not the Rolls, but the Royce and Rolls Royce.
Henry Royce is indeed dead, and he was an English industrialist and automobile founder of Rolls Royce.
See, with the Nip here, we get them correct. That's how it goes. All right, who's next? Who's next? Give us another one.
Gloria Swanson.
Gloria Swanson. All right, Nip, this is in your category. You know who this is. Gloria Swanson, dead or alive? Gloria Swanson is...
dead.
She is dead, I believe. And how would we know Gloria Swanson?
Did she make the dinners?
Yes, she made the Swanson dinners.
Correct. The Gloria Swanson, best known as from Swanson TV dinners.
TV dinners, mm-hmm. Right, in the metal trays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that you put in your radar around.
I thought I was wrong.
Gloria Swanson is indeed dead, and she was an American actress, and you might know her best from the show Sunset Boulevard. You know, that's the one where she comes down the steps and says, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
That means she didn't do the dinners?
Oh. No, she did not do the dinners.
How, are we sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's see. We have got the next one is, I got to find it, Cale Yarborough.
Oh, that's easy. Cale Yarborough he's alive. He is alive.
We would know him from?
He's the NASCAR driver. Exactly, Nip. Correct.
Yes. You are both exactly right, but he's old.
Right. Is he?
All right, last one.
Okay.
You got time for one more?
Oh, do we ever.
Okay. Carl Barks, Barks.
No idea.
Oh no, you never admit that, Nip. You never admit it. So Carl
dead.
Carl Barks is dead, in fact.
Okay. And we would know him from?
He is an inventor. Yeah, if you will. An old timey inventor. And that is
best known for
it's super simple.
Okay.
Yeah, it's super simple. He, well, by inventor, I mean kind of like a food.
Right.
Chemist, foodie. Sort of. Yeah, yeah. Food and like, yeah. You know, I guess chef technically, but
yeah.
But yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, he invented the peppermint bark that you have at Christmas. And that's why it's because you're peppermint like, why would bark. That be called bark? Duh. It's because it's named after Carl Barks.
Carl Barks.
Yeah.
In fact, he invented several barks. That's why it's S. Carl Barks is indeed dead. However, he was an American cartoonist and the creator of Scrooge McDuck.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did y'all watch the DuckTales back in the 80s? It was
no, I was
so
dead.
Good. Yeah, it was so good. Well,
no, I was an adult then.
Oh, I wasn't. Yeah. So, anyway, well, that's it. Well, if that's it, yeah. Y'all, I took the week off this coming week. And I don't know why, other than it was kind of that or rage quit. So I just decided to take the week off.
Well.
And so, y'all, I was looking around on the inner tubes and looking at some mileage plus deals just to see if there's
anything.
You like
to go out to Bozeman, Montana, don't you?
Well, you know, I do. And it's funny you should mention that. Should I want to, there are some deals. But, y'all, the problem with Bozeman is a lot of things. One, they're getting like 14 inches of wintry mix this week. So not ideal for me to drive in because you basically have to have a rental car there because the hotels are not in town. But I was just looking, y'all, for less miles to get to Bozeman than it takes to get to Bozeman, Montana, which is a long way away.
Absolutely.
It's 7 hours.
Walnut Hills?
Yeah. I didn't look at Walnut Hills. But I could fly to Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, you going to go up and see Tim?
Well, I thought I might, right? Until I started looking at the flights. Y'all, there's some irony in this. Charleston to Chicago, to O'Hare. And I was like, right. And then you just grab that 787 MAX right on up to Anchorage. No big deal. O'Hare to Bozeman, Montana.
Oh, okay.
Bozeman to Denver. Denver to Anchorage, it's only 21 hours of flying.
Well, but I bet you get a good deal on it.
15,000 miles. So,
oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Or 17. I think it's 17,000 miles. Y'all, I was ready to pull the trigger until I woke up from that nightmare. And I was like, there is no way I am going to fly for 21 hours to get to Anchorage for 4 or 5 days. Which, I mean, Anchorage is lovely, except for the part where it's, you know, winter. So, so I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do this week. I decided I think I'm not going to get on the Aeroplano just because.
Sounds like Miss Dolly's calling.
You know,
Miss Dolly's probably not open, though, is she?
She is open Wednesday and Friday. So there's a possibility. Y'all, Big Mama's birthday hoot nanny is Tuesday night, so I can't leave.
Dollywood is only open on Wednesdays and Fridays?
And Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's not even on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay. Oh!
But I'm talking about, like, the days that I could be there. Y'all, there's a chance. There's a chance I'll go up there. I don't think it's a big chance, because, y'all, the jar wants to go. And so I don't know how many trips I want to make to the Sevier County, Tennessee. But, you know, also they're expecting chilly weather. So, yeah.
Oh, we had chili Friday night.
Oh, and I bet you're still gassy.
Gave the Nip the Ring of Fire on Saturday morning.
Oh, wow. That's
which helped in the evacuation process.
Right. Well, and you know, when you're going to get just destroyed, there's a lot of evacuating.
Right.
Yeah.
Wrecked.
Y'all, he is so happy.
Wrecked four times from what I
know.
You know, there was about to be a fifth one, and it was like, no! You know, it kind of reminds me of the old story of the wrecked old gal
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I'm sure your grandmother told you that story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she had heard it from her grandmother. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, passed down across the generation.
It's kind of like passing gas. You pass it down.